Page 10, Silver Falls School District 4J. Director, Zone 1, Julie A. Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S. Occupation, Billing Specialist, Financial Coordinator at Silverton Family Dentistry. Occupational background, Silverton Family Dentistry, 5 years. Silverton Washington Mutual, 3 years. Child Care, 4 years. Silver Falls School District Classroom Volunteer for 10 years. Swimming Instructor, Lifeguard, 6 years. Educational background, none listed. Prior governmental experience, none listed. Hello, I'm Julie. Many of you know me from my years at the bank and dental office. You have seen my vivacious side and understand that I am responsible and caring. I am an interested and involved mother, having volunteered in Silverton classrooms for 10 years. This involvement with education has opened my eyes to challenges and opportunities which I want to share with the community. I can supply a clear focus relating to the following. Value of education. Students need to personalize their ownership of learning in the classroom through the guidance of quality teaching staff to become valuable, productive citizens. Extreme importance that students are safe in the schools. Budgeting processes. To prioritize so teachers are equipped with materials they need to teach in the core classes first. Leadership process. All voices are important in team building. Need for open communication, which is paramount. Importance of early intervention. We need to have more successful reading programs before students get to high school and worth of multiple career paths, including college academics and trades. High school gives the tools to be self-reliant. Grade schools need to give the tools to be a high school student. I do care and will share my responsible and intellectual side on making Silverton schools the best they can be. This information furnished by Julie A. Norris and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 10, Silver Falls School District 4J Director Zone 2, Angela Fleshman, F-L-E-S-H-M-A-N. Occupation, full-time mother of 5 children, ages 8 through 17 years. Substitute teacher's assistant for Silver Falls School District. Volunteer for Mrs. Starr's reading program at Bethany Charter School. Occupational background, homeschooled our children for 9 years. Teacher's assistant in first and second grade classes at Bethany for 1 year. Volunteer at St. Paul's Church in Silverton, spending many hours helping with the religious education program, organizing vacation Bible school and kitchen chairperson for community fundraising events. Educational background, attended Bethany and Silver Crest Elementary Schools, Mark Twain Junior High, and graduated from Silverton Union High School in 1989. Prior governmental experience, served on pastoral council at St. Paul's Church for 3 years, currently on Future Planning Committee at St. Paul's Church. I have lived in Silverton since I was 2 years old. As a DeSantis, my roots are deep. Chris and I have chosen to raise our children in Silverton and are involved in our community. For the last 4 years, our children have attended Central Howell, Bethany, and Silverton High Schools. I have been privileged to work in the schools and interact with the students and staff at several schools in the district. I believe in the beauty and mystery of childhood. I believe every child presents the world with different gifts and talents. It is our job as parents and caring adults to help the children of this community develop those gifts and talents. It is also our job and privilege to inspire them to dream big and provide them with the tools they need to achieve their dreams. As a mother, I live to nurture. As an SFSD board member, I will nurture a spirit of service focused on the needs of the children of this community. If elected to the board of directors for SFSD, I would welcome your comments and concerns and do my best to address them with the Silver Falls School Board and District Administration. This information furnished by Angela Fleshman and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 11, Silver Falls School District 4J Director Zone 2, Dana Smith Madge, SMITH-MADGE, Occupation, Co-Owner, Structural Engineer, G. Victor Madge Architect, Incorporated, 1998 to present. Occupational background, taught computer programming to engineering students, 15 years project engineer manager for Florida consulting firms, 2 years homeschool teacher while traveling with family, 7 years weekly classroom volunteer, 2 years Robert Frost PTA treasurer, 1.5 years SHS site counsel, general contractor for construction of our Silverton home. Educational background, BS and MS, Civil Engineering, University of Missouri. Prior governmental experience, 4 years Silver Falls School Board, co-chair, one high school campaign, bond advisory committee for SHS Phase 2, Parks Master Planning Committee for City of Silverton. 13 years ago, our family fell in love with Oregon and decided to make it our home. 2 years later, I was studying community profiles, demographics, climates, and school reputations. All the research indicated that Silverton had it all. We moved sight unseen and have never regretted taking that chance. Since our first year here, I have been a regular volunteer in our schools and community. I have administered spelling tests in my daughter's first grade classroom and introduced algebra to a group of advanced sixth graders. I was a regular mom and dad squad volunteer when my children were in middle school and sat on site council at SHS. Prior to being elected to the board 4 years ago, I made several proposals which were ultimately adopted as academic policy. After joining the board, I was instrumental in getting the bond passed to finish the Pine Street campus, where our students will be united at a facility that is safe and equipped to provide a 21st century education. I am an active member and child advocate within our local business community. I promote efficiency in government by advocating for partnerships with the City of Silverton. I believe that my analytical nature and willingness to question outdated or ineffective policies have made me an excellent representative. This information furnished by Dana Smith Madge and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Still on page 11, Silver Falls School District 4J Director Zone 2, Irvin G. Stendeli, S-T-A-D-E-L-I, Stendeli. Occupation, co-owner, general contractor, Stendeli Underground Incorporated since 1995. Occupational background, dairy farmer, equipment operator, construction estimator, truck driver, project manager, general contractor. Educational background, Silver Falls Schools, 12-year. Prior governmental experience, none. Being raised in a family with 11 children has given me a good sense of family. I have lived in the Silverton area all of my life. I graduated from Evergreen Grade School and from Silverton Union High School, then went to West Coast Operating School in Portland. I have been married for 18 years and have 4 children. The junior and a freshman attend Silverton High School. A 7th grader attends Mark Twain, and our 2nd grader is at Eugene Field. Starting out in the working class at a young age has proven to be a blessing in my life. I've worked for farmers, driven truck, labored on my family's farm and business. This has given me a great work ethic from an early age. Being involved in the community is important to me also. I served on the board and finance committee for the YMCA. I have held several board positions for our church, including the board of trustees and council, vice president and president of the congregation. I've been a youth leader and a Sunday school teacher also. Currently, I hold the presidency of my own company, Stedelli Underground, which I formed in 1995. The experience I had in Silver Falls schools was positive from first grade through high school. The teachers were especially good mentors and leaders. That's what I want to replicate for all students in Silverton. My background and experience will enable me to be helpful in the matters of the district. Silver Falls School District has a reputation to preserve standards of education and morals of our students. I believe I can help to uphold and maintain those standards. I would appreciate the opportunity to serve the education system in Silverton. This information furnished by Irvin G. Stedelli and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 12, Silver Falls School District, 4J, Zone 4, Wally Learman, L-I-E-R-M-A-N. Occupation, project manager, farmer. Occupational background, equipment engineer. Educational background, Salem Academy, Shemeketa Community College, George Fox College. Prior governmental experience, Silver Falls School District Board, 1997 to present. Central Howell School Board, 1995 to 1997. Thank you for allowing me to serve you on the school board for the past 7 years. I have strived to do what is best for our students, communities, and taxpayers. The strategy of using intra-district transfers and charter schools has provided a choice for parents to send their children to any available school in the district and has also helped to manage growth in the town schools. This has made the best use of our available resources and has kept a vital part of our small communities intact. The school district's administrative cost ratio is among the lowest in the state. This has been accomplished through the use of shared building administrators, using building administrators to manage district-level responsibilities, and, over time, trimming the number of administrators. My focus has been to maximize our tax dollars' use in the classroom. We are fortunate to have many parents that care and are involved in their child's education, as well as many talented and caring teachers that continue to strive to find new ways to enhance classroom learning. Our high school graduates have the tools to move past high school to the university level or directly to the world of work and be successful. The challenges ahead of us are clear. With the downturn in the economy, we will continue to find creative ways to meet the educational needs of our students with fewer available funds. We need to meet the ever-changing requirements that come from the state and federal government while ensuring that the district's schools reflect the values of our community. Your vote for me will ensure that a voice remains for prudent use of your tax dollars, a demand for excellence within our classrooms, and a voice in support of community-based schools and values. This information furnished by Walter E. Learman and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 12, Silver Falls School District 4J Director Zone 5, Tim Roth, R-O-T-H. Occupation, farmer, co-owner, Roth Farms Incorporated for 30 years. Occupational background, N.A. Educational background, Eugene Field Elementary, Mark Twain Middle School, Silverton high school diploma, Oregon State University, B.S. in agriculture. Prior governmental experience, Silver Falls School District Board, 2005 to present. Boundaries and Facilities Task Force, Fall 2003, Eugene Field Site Council, 2004-2005. I have lived in the Silverton area all my life. I have been married for 16 years and have two children, a fifth grader at Robert Frost and a seventh grader at Mark Twain Middle School. I believe we are very fortunate here in Silverton to have one of the best school districts in the state. I have always been involved in my children's schools as a volunteer, and for the last 4 years have served on our Silver Falls School District Board. I have tried to make it a priority to visit the schools in our district and have seen the high quality of education that our children receive. We have so many dedicated administrators, teachers, and other employees who put our kids first. I have enjoyed serving on our school board and believe we have some excellent programs in place that are going to benefit kids and help them succeed in their education. There are also many challenges that we face, including budget issues and new graduation requirements. These issues are going to make the educational process more challenging for staff and students alike. I would appreciate the opportunity to continue my service on the school board to help meet these and other challenges in any way I can. We need all of our students to be as successful as they can be. This information furnished by Tim Roth and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.